You know, Jesus is concealed in the book of Genesis and revealed in the New Testament. Familiar story, probably we heard as kids. It's in chapter 11 of Genesis, and it's verses 1 through 9. It's about the Tower of Babel. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. At one time, the whole world spoke of a single language and used the same words. As the people migrated eastward, they founded a plain in the land of Babylon, and they settled there. They began to talk about construction projects. "Come," they said, "let's make great piles of burnt brick and collect natural asphalt to use as mortar. Let's build a great city with a tower that reaches to the skies, a monument to our greatness. This will bring us together and keep us from scattering all over the world." But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower and that they were building. He said, "Look, if they accomplish this when they have just begun to take advantage of their common language and political unity, just think of what they'll do later. Nothing will be impossible for them. Come, let's go down and give them different languages. Then they won't be able to understand each other." In that way, the Lord scattered them all over the earth, and that ended the building of the city. That is why the city that was called Babylon, because it was there that the Lord confused the people by giving them many languages, thus scattering them across the earth. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. I have a commentary in my Bible I want to share, and it's about ambition. And it's referred to the first four verses, Genesis 11. It says, "Deep within the heart lies a God-given longing for significance and lasting accomplishment. But too often we, as modern people do, have much lower ambitions. The easier road is to look out for ourselves or make a name for ourselves. It's more difficult, more costly to look out for others." Amen. But if our ambition is merely to make a name for ourselves, we waste our talent for all eternity. Sadly, we become like ants who, after building their hill on a sidewalk, proudly proclaim, "Look, it'll stand forever." Now, we must always be asking if our passion and purpose is to glorify, which is temporary, and receive glory of ourselves and no eternal reward, or to glorify God by serving others, which is lasting and brings eternal benefits. Well, I hope and pray that you're having a good day. Can you believe it is June 2022? God bless.